picture it now, a big political event, the RNC convention, whatever. Here comes the president in the motorcade. Here comes the FBI or the security and their Suburbans. Here comes the cops. And right bringing up the rear is Dom and Crudy in the Wiedermobile to invest.
It's time for Dooming Catholic High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Dooming Catholic High School Sports is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and the Dooming Catholic Athletic Booster Club. It's time now for Dooming Catholic High School Sports on your home for the Cardinals, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Newman Catholic High School Playoff Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, it's a big one, to say the least. A sectional final in Division 5. The Newman Catholic Cardinals taking on the number one ranked team in the state, the Pacelli Cardinals. From Sevastopol, yep, we made the trek over to Door County today for these two Central Wisconsin teams to meet for a trip to Madison next week. I'm Chad Holmes. The Newman Cardinals come in playing some of their best softball of the season. It was a struggle early, obviously playing in a very good conference in the Marrowwood Conference South, but the Cards are now 500. It's been a climb to get to the 500 level, and they've done it after a good postseason run. Newman comes in at 8-8 overall. Meantime, as I said, Pacelli, the number one ranked team in the state, 25 wins, just one loss. They lost to Mosinee. That was it, in a non-conference game. Mosinee knocked off Pacelli by a score of 12-8 back on May the 11th in Mosinee. But other than that, it has been a dominant season for the Pacelli Cardinals. In fact, looking at how these teams got here, first of all, for the Newman Catholic Cardinals, they started off as a number 3 seed in their bracket. They defeated number 6 Wausaukee in the first round by a score of 13-4. Then they've had to go on the road twice. The Cards, the number 3 seed. First, they went to number 2 seeded Florence and won in 6 innings by a score of 18-4. And then in the sectional semifinal on Tuesday of this week, they went to Leona Wabino and won by a score of 13-6. So obviously the bats have heated up along with the temperatures for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Meantime, to get here, the Pacelli Cardinals, they have not had to break a sweat, unless it's because it's been too warm temperature-wise. Pacelli, number 1 seed in their bracket. They defeated Rosholt 15-0 in just 3 innings. They defeated Wild Rose by a score of 14-1 in 5 innings. And on Tuesday, in a game against the number 2 seed Almon Bancroft, Pacelli 15-1 in 5 innings. So again, Pacelli has not been threatened. Can the Cardinals threaten? Well, the Cardinals know how to beat Pacelli. In fact, a year ago, almost to the day, it was a regional final down in Plover on the Pacelli Cardinals' home field in Newman Catholic in a game that we had right here on Bull Falls Radio, defeated Pacelli by a score of 11-7. It was a terrific victory for the Cardinals, winning on the road to earn a spot in the sectionals. Well, the Cardinals and the Cardinals, Newman and Pacelli, the winner moves on to the WIAA State Tournament starting next Thursday at Goodman Diamond in Madison. We're going to take a break, come back, and hear my pregame conversation with the head coach of the Newman Cardinals, Steve Jankowski, coming up next. It's Newman and Pacelli, Newman Cardinals softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Newman Catholic High School softball continues on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today it's a sectional championship game. Newman Cardinals and the Pacelli Cardinals. From Sebastopol, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Steve Jankowski. And coach, I was talking to one of your assistants a few moments ago. She said, playing the best softball of the season. Obviously, the numbers in the playoffs show that they've been impressive wins. Sometimes it has a lot to do with either who you're playing or, you know, just other factors. But bottom line, is your team playing better softball over the last couple of weeks?
Definitely, without question, Chad. Well, first of all, thanks for making the trip over here to Sebastopol. That was that's a long drive over, and I appreciate you being here. Absolutely. We're definitely playing our best softball the last two games against Florence and Wabino. Everybody is stepping into the box with confidence, and they truly want to get a hit when they stand in the box, and that's great. And you and I have talked over the years several times about teams peaking at the right time, if you look at the stats and the mentality of the team, I would say we're peaking at the right time.
Just look at the numbers. You said the last two games against teams seeded up in the bracket, you had to make road trips and able to put up double digits in terms of offense. What's been the key? I mean, is it as simple as seeing the ball, hitting the ball? Is there anything that you've seen from this group that's allowed the offense to explode the last couple of games?
Our senior and junior leadership are really kind of, you know, paving the way. They've been to, we played Pacelli last year and got the win there. The year before we got the loss when we went down to Pacelli. So, I mean, they've been there before. They're ramping up, at the point that you don't, take first place in conference, which is always your goal. You kind of ramp up for that deep run in the state tournament, and I think the upperclassmen are great leaders and generating that mentality.
And also during the course of a playoff run, you have to limit mistakes, and you can call walks mistakes, you can call errors mistakes. Is, on that side, has it been, I know in terms of the walks, you don't give up any walks, and I think that's such a big underrated key in order to win, especially at this level. Defensively, pitchy-wise, how do you feel you are right now?
I feel that we're peaking there too. Lily Shields behind the plate does a great job in calling the pitches, and Ashley is hitting her spots. She had a couple walks here against Wabino, but before that, she went eight games straight without a walk. So, like you say, that's a walk. Some people could consider that just like an error because it gets a runner on base free, right? Mm-hmm. Um, so No, I think they're locked in. They've been pitching and catching together for many years, and they know what each other's thinking before the other one thinks it. So it's great to have a battery like that.
And with Ashley again, you said it. I mean, that's the thing that jumped out. I mean, the fact that she's not walking anybody, but at the same time, if you're a control pitcher, you also have to be able to hit the spots. You can't just be throwing it down the middle, especially against good hitting teams. In terms of the control, is that something that she is peaking at the right time as well?
Yeah, she was a little bit upset with herself with the Wabino game, and all year long we've been trying to work the corners and work the off speeds, depending on the batter and you know what we anticipate happening. So yeah, I think she's peaking at the right time and was not happy with the Wabino game as far as hitting her spots, but I'm pretty sure she's locked in today.
Pacelli. I mean, just look at what they've been able to do this season. Obviously, exceptionally impressive. I think one of the most impressive numbers is the number of games they played. Because I think probably for your team, it's nice to have had a consistent run of games in the last few weeks. But you said it. You've seen Pacelli the last couple of years. You beat Pacelli a year ago. Does that help this group? You said it. Some of these girls were part of that, both in terms of 2 years ago and of last year when you went over there and won in a very impressive fashion. Obviously, Pacelli, a great softball team, but the experience, does that help your team?
100%. Without a doubt, it does. I mean, if you look at Pacelli's record, I think their last several games, I think they're 12-0. I'm not positive, but their win-loss record is very, very intimidating. You know, but the fact that we were able to play that game that we did last year, I think that the team here is going into the game thinking this is anybody's game, and we're gonna give her our best shot.
What does your team have to do in order to get the win here today, get that plaque that is sitting over by my table, and be able to book a trip to Madison next week? Obviously, it's a high bar, but what does your team have to do today?
I think Ash has to be spot on with her locations of the pitches, and her off-speed has to, it definitely has to work. And the other thing is I think we need to jump out to a quick lead, because I think we need to, take away the momentum in the first inning and put them on their heels, because that's kind of how last year's game went, and I hope we can do the same thing.
Best of luck today.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Head coach of the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Steve Jankowski. We'll come back. You have the starting lineups and the first pitch. This is Cardinal Sectional Softball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
And Chad Holmes again here from Sevastopol, as we're nearly set for action in this Division 5 sectional final between the Newman Catholic Cardinals and the Pacelli Catholic Cardinals. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for the visitors, Newman Catholic, it was decided by a coin flip when everybody arrived today, and Pacelli won the coin flip, so they're the home team. For Newman Catholic, leading things off and playing third base is Paige Gould. Lily Shields, the catcher, batting second. Ashley Jankowski is the pitcher, hitting third. Ava Sukkonen will play first base and bat cleanup. Maria Christofferson is at shortstop, hitting fifth. Lucky Ferrario is the designated player, hitting sixth. Brianna Schultz is the left fielder, batting seventh. Camille Sobolewski is at second base, hitting eighth. Molly Merrill in center field, hitting ninth. Grace Carlson is the right fielder. She has been replaced in the batting order by the designated player. Again, for Newman Catholic, Paige Gould, Lily Shields, Ashley Jankowski, Ava Sukkonen, Maria Christofferson, Lucky Ferrario, Brianna Schultz, Camille Sobolewski, Molly Merrill. Head coach of the Cardinals is Steve Jankowski. For Pacelli Catholic, leading things off is their catcher, Katie Ilka. Batting second, the right fielder, Sydney Gavin. Hannah Terzinski is the first baseman, hitting third. Kaylin Yenter will play shortstop and bat fourth. Caden Nelson is the designated player, hitting fifth. Kelsey Giese is at third base, batting sixth. Peyton Mansell, the starting pitcher, bats seventh. Ava Tess is at second base, hitting eighth. Lainey Ilka is in center field, batting ninth. And Julia Storch is the left fielder, replaced in the batting order by the designated player. Again, for Pacelli Catholic, Katie Ilka, Sydney Gavin, Hannah Terzinski, Kaylin Yenter, Caden Nelson, Kelsey Giese, Peyton Mansell, Ava Tess, Lainey Ilka. Right now, the Pacelli Cardinals being introduced. Newman Catholic has already been introduced. So, again, Newman and Pacelli, this has been almost an annual battle the last few years, this time around on a neutral field. The Cardinals have had to face Pacelli on the road the last couple of years. 2 years ago was Pacelli ending Newman's season. A year ago, Newman went on the road and ended Pacelli's campaign by a score of 11-7. If you're looking for Wausau West baseball today, the Warriors are in action in a Division I regional final at Stevens Point. Tom Weaver is at Buchholz Park. He has the call of that one live online, BowFallsRadio.com and SportsStream 2. So again, if you're looking for Wausau West against Stevens Point in high school baseball, you can hear that live right now on our website, BowFallsRadio.com, SportsStream 2. That game will also air later this evening on a tape delay basis here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. We know that we still have some high school baseball next week. Sectionals for the Marathon Red Raiders. Marathon has earned a sectional spot in Division III after their very impressive 2-0 win over Stratford yesterday. So we'll be with the Red Raiders on Tuesday. We hope to be with the Wausau West Warriors as well on Tuesday should they win in Stevens Point today. And we are hoping to head to Madison with the Newman Catholic Cardinals with a win here today. But, as I said with the coach, it is a high bar. This is a very impressive Pacelli team. As I said, 25-1. But there won't be fear. I mean, that's one of the aspects. Some of these girls were part of that team a year ago that went to Plover, knocked off Stevens Point Pacelli when the Cardinals of Newman were the underdog, and they're going to try to do it again here today. Taking a look at the Pacelli Catholic defense in the outfield. Left fielder is Julia Storch. Lainey Ilka is in center. Sydney Gavin starting in right. Kelsey Giese is at third base. Kaylin Yenter at shortstop. Ava Tess at second base. Hannah Terzinski at first. Katie Ilka is the catcher. And Peyton Mansell is the pitcher. Peyton Mansell, 11 wins and no losses, 2 saves this season, making her 17th appearance. She has thrown 69 innings. 51 hits, 30 runs, 19 of which have been earned, an earned run average of 1.93. She has struck out 107 batters in those 69 innings and walked just 26. Pacelli, on this very, very warm day in Door County, gets to wear the white jerseys, white pants, red numerals outlined in black. Newman Catholic, red jerseys, black pants, numerals are white, Newman on the front in black. Coming to the plate to lead things off for Newman Catholic is their third baseman, Paige Gould. Paige hitting .340 on the season. Right-handed batter. Lauren Fetch is in the third base coach's box. Kaylee Fetch is in the first base box. Steve Jankowski, head coach of the Cards. Peyton Mansell, first pitch of the game. Drops a little bit low, and that's ball one. Lots of sunshine, blue skies, temperature around 90 degrees. Glad you could join us here live on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Mansell toes the rubber, Here's the wind and the pitch. Up and in, and that's ball two. Talking off air with Coach Jankowski, we were saying that in this game, very important to get off to a lead. Want to put the heat on Pacelli. They have not been playing from behind at all recently. Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch. There's a fastball in there for strike one called. Home plate umpires, Bob Neville of Gardner. Ron Swinicki and Jim Schaefer are the base umpires, both from Green Bay. Two balls and a strike. Peyton Mansell delivers. That'll be fouled back to the screen, and that's strike two. Number three on the back of the red jersey for Paige Gould steps back in. Lily Shields due up next. Also in this inning, Ashley Jankowski due to hit for New McCathic. Peyton Mansell, 2-2. That'll be popped over the backstop and out of play. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Some good cuts here from Paige Gould. Not overpowered at all by Mansell up to this point. Behind the dish, Katie Ilko puts down the finger, sets the target. Swing and a looping liner. That'll be foul. Still two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. There's a pop-up, foul territory, third base side. It'll go foul. Still 2-2. Good battle here to start off the top of the first inning. Again, Peyton Mansell fires. Drops a little bit low. Count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Full count on the leadoff hitter, Paige Gould. Again, long looking. Here's the payoff. Gets the bottom of the zone, strike three called. Taking a step towards first was Gould, but does not get the call. So one out to start off the Cardinal first. Next up will be Lily Shields, right-handed batter, 420 batting average on the season. And the pitch taken for strike one. No balls and one strike on Shields. Peyton Mansell looks in. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Goes into center field. Off the mitt of Kaylin Yenter. Lily Shields gets the first base knock of the game. So runner on first, one out for Ashley Jankowski. So Jankowski hitting .432 on the season. First pitch on the outside corner for strike one. No balls, one strike on Jankowski. Mansell fires. Misses low and outside. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Left-handed batter. One, one. That'll be popped up behind home plate, but not finding it is the catcher, Ilka. So, just a foul ball, and strike two. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Taking a little bit off that one was Mansell. And it is strike three, and Jankowski goes down swinging. That will bring up the cleanup hitter, Ava Sukkonen, for the Cards. Fire, fire, fire. Sukkonen, right-handed batter, hitting 283 on the campaign. Pitch misses away for ball one. Right-hander Peyton Mansell toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Challenge with a fastball. Count goes to 1-1. One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss. Another good fastball there from Peyton Mansell. Trying to catch up to it is Sukkonen, unable to do so. Ball and two strikes. Runner on first, two outs. Cardinals, top of the first inning. Working quickly, Mansell. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that will do it for Newman in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. End of one half inning. Newman, nothing. Pacelli coming to the plate. This is Cardinal softball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. All right, I think now you can be able to hear me okay. Apologize as we have no connection here as we are in the bottom of the second inning. And the Newman Cardinals and the Pacelli Cardinals are still scoreless. Again, apologize. We just got disconnected, been trying to find a way back on the air, so we're just going to go the old-fashioned way and use our cell phone to get things going here. But Pacelli is at the plate in the bottom of the second inning. They have a runner on third and two outs, and there's a ground ball towards shortstop. Pick made by Christofferson, fires across in time, and that will do it for Pacelli in inning number two. No score. Again, I'm going to be a little behind here on my scorekeeping because I was trying to get us back on the air here, but apologize for that. Going to keep it right here since I am incapable of being able to play commercials at this point. Trying to adjust things here to be hooked in at least with my phone in order to not lose the power completely on my phone either. But again, apologize here. We're in Sevastopol. I am Chad Holmes. It is a Division 5 softball sectional final between Newman and Pacelli. We're heading to the top of the third inning, and right now the Cardinals staying toe-to-toe with the number one ranked team in the state, the Pacelli Cardinals. And Newman, they will come up with the 8-9-1 batters in their order. Camille Sobolewski, Molly Merrill, and then the top of the order, Paige Gould, against Pacelli starting pitcher Peyton Mansell. Heading to the plate here to lead things off is Camille Sobolewski now for the Cards. Right-handed batter hitting 179 on the season. Again, Peyton Mansell, ERA of under 2 so far this season for Pacelli. Toes the rubber, looks in for the sign from her catcher, Katie Ilka. Here's the wind and the pitch up and out of the zone for ball one. Newman Cardinals have one hit so far. Lily Shields had a single back in the first inning. Other than that, they've had a hard time against Mansell. Five strikeouts of the first six outs recorded by the Pacelli pitcher. Here's the pitch. There's a fastball in at the knees for strike one called. One ball and one strike. Again, it's a hot day, but a nice day. A lot of sunshine here in Sevastopol. Again, a look in from Mansell. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike two. Boy, she has been tough so far. Challenging the Newman hitters, but right now the Cardinals not able to catch up. And Sobolewski down in the count, 1-2. Working quickly, here's the 1-2. Strike three called right on the outside corner. My broadcast position behind home plate is in a good spot, and that pitch right on the black. That was a pitch that really Sobolewski was going to be able to do very little with, and that is strikeout number six for Peyton Mansell. Next up will be the center fielder Molly Merrill for the Cardinals. Swing and a miss. Fastball rising. Started just below the belt, ended up just above the belt. Swinging under it was Molly Merrill, and that's strike one. 214 batting average for Molly Merrill. Peyton Mansell, 0-1, swing and a miss, almost the same spot, a little bit further towards the outside portion of the plate, but again, a rising fastball that ended up just above the belt, and the count goes to nothing and two. Mansell, 0-2 pitch, strike three called, and that is out number two of the inning. That is four consecutive strikeouts for Peyton Mansell. Back to the top of the order now for the Cards and Paige Gould. Page had quite a battle to start off the top of the first inning. Fought off some two-strike pitches, ran the count full, but ultimately was struck out looking on a borderline pitch. Fastball, again, outside corner for strike one called. Page Gould, a .340 batting average on the season for Newman Catholic. Peyton Mansell, again, toes the rubber, looks in. Here's the pitch. There's a pop, goes over the backstop and out of play. Quickly, nothing and two. Lily Shield, who has the only hit so far for the Cardinals of Newman, waits on deck. Peyton Mansell rocks, delivers. There's a pop-up on the infield coming over and nearly a collision, but making the grab is the shortstop, Kalen Yenter, and that is out number three. So the Cardinals go down three up and three down in the top of the third, heading to the bottom half of inning number three. It is Newman Catholic nothing, Pacelli Catholic nothing. This is Cardinal softball on Bow Falls Radio. Again, unfortunately, I have no internet connection, so I'm not able to connect in with our station, but I want to remind you about our sponsors of Newman Catholic Athletics, including Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath. Thanks to Eric Varney and the crew over at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath for their continued support of our broadcast of Cardinal Athletics. Also, thanks to our sponsors, including the Newman Catholic Athletic Department, REI Engineering, Sun Printing, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union, all terrific supporters of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Athletics here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. While we continue the warm-ups and catcher Lily Shields throws down to second, and leading things off for Pacelli Catholic will be their number eight hitter, Ava Tess. Ava Tess followed by Lainey Ilka and then Katie Ilka. 8-9-1 batters in the Pacelli Catholic batting order. Ashley Jankowski towing the rubber for Newman Catholic. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside corner for strike one called. Jankowski's ready, 0-1. There's a looping liner right field side. Fair ball, just stays fair. Rounding first, but holding there. Is getting over quickly for Newman as Grace Carlson gets it back to the infield. But Ava Tess right off the end of the bat from the right-handed batter's box, looped it into short right field, dropped inches fair, and it's a leadoff single for Pacelli in the bottom of the third. Now the number nine hitter, center fielder Lainey Ilka, will step in for Pacelli. There's a bunt. Good one. Picked up by Jankowski. Has to hurry and able to get the runner at first. Way to get out of the circle very quickly for Ashley Jankowski. Made a good defensive play. Pacelli now has the potential first run of this game in scoring position at second with one out for the top of the order and Katie Ilka. This Pacelli team has outstanding hitting up and down the order. They got between 400, 500, I mean, just outstanding numbers. And the first pitch, a change of pace on the outside corner for strike one. Katie Ilka is hitting 458 on the season. They have five batters hitting 448 or better. 0-1. Just off the outside corner, evens it up at 1-1. But Katie Ilka, she struck out her first time up, 0-1. Working quickly, Jankowski to the plate. There's a liner pulled foul, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Jankowski will look into her catcher, Lily Shields, for the sign and the target. We'll give you the Cardinal D here in just a moment. Swing and a miss, strike three. Second time that Jankowski has struck out the very dangerous leadoff hitter, Katie Ilka, for Pacelli. Two outs, runner on second. Now for the right fielder, Sydney Gavin. Sydney Gavin, a .326 batting average on the season. She flew out to center her first time up. Just off the outside corner for ball one. Outfield for Newman, Brianna Schultz is in left field. Molly Merrill in center, Grace Carlson in right. 1-0. Change of pace, there's a fly ball center field. Coming in is Molly Merrill. She is under it and she'll make the grab for out number three. Well, leadoff single for Tess for Pacelli in the third. Got her into scoring position with one out, but nice job pitching by Ashley Jankowski to get out of the inning. And now, three innings in the book. 0-0 between Newman and Pacelli. Again, Pacelli has not been threatened like this in the postseason playoffs. They have been winning by either the 15-run rule after three or by the 10-run rule after five or six in all their playoff games. But Newman Catholic right now, again, Cardinals of Newman beat Pacelli last season in the regional final. But this Pacelli team this season has been just outstanding. I mean, number one ranked team in the state in the final coaches poll for Division 5. 25 wins and just one loss. Newman Catholic, after their run here in the postseason, they've won four games in a row, Cardinals. They won their final game in the regular season, second game of a twin bill at Stratford, and then have won three games in a row so far during the postseason. So Newman Catholic will have their number two, three, and four batters coming to the plate. Lily Shields, Ashley Jankowski, and Ava Sukkonen. Lily Shields has the only Newman hit. She had a single back in the first. Here's the pitch. Followed straight back to the screen, and that's strike one. Right-handed batter. Peyton Mansell's pitch misses up and away. Even things up at 1-1. Slightly open stance from the right-handed batter's box for Lily Shields. And the pitch. There's a pop that will be first base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball and two strikes on Peyton Mansell. Excuse me, on Lily Shields. Peyton Mansell's pitch. There's a fly ball short left field. Julia Storch is under it, and she'll make the call, make the grab for out number one. Up next for the Cardinals will be Ashley Jankowski. Jankowski is 0-for-1. She was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. Again, for those of you returning, apologize for our technical issues. We've been unable to get a Skype signal back to our station, so we're going the old-fashioned way. There's a looping liner towards second base, scooped up there by Tess. Fired to first, not in time. Going to her right was Tess, got through it, made a clean pick and throw, but good wheels by Ashley Jankowski. It's an infield single. Second base knock for the Cardinals, and with one out and a runner on first, they'll bring up the cleanup hitter, first baseman Ava Sukkonen. 0-0 game, playing the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Sukkonen, a strikeout victim in the first. Wide open stance waits. Peyton Mansell delivers. Misses a little bit low, evens it up at 1-1. Been a pitcher's duel so far. Newman Catholic's Ashley Jankowski, Peyton Mansell for Pacelli. Here's the pitch. That'll be flared off to the first base side, out of play. One ball and two strikes. Cardinals looking for that first big hit. Try to get ahead in this one. 1-2. Dropped into the dirt. Runner on the move. Throw to second, and in standing up is Jankowski with a stolen base. Runner in scoring position for Newman. Two balls, two strikes here on Sukkonen. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another K for Peyton Mansell. So now two outs for the Cardinals. And shortstop Maria Kristofferson comes to the plate. Kristofferson lined out to the second baseman her first time up. It was a terrific play made by Ava Tess behind the bag. Here's the pitch. Fastball, outer portion, runner on the move, throw to third, sliding in safely again is Ashley Jankowski. So now a hit, an air, a wild pitch, a pass ball, anything can give the Cardinals the lead. Swing and a miss. Swinging right through that one was Kristofferson. Count goes to nothing and two. No balls and two strikes on Maria Kristofferson. Looking in is Mansell. She's ready. Misses up and away on a fastball. Trying to get Kristofferson to go up and out of the zone on that one. Misses, and the count goes to 1-2. Waiting on third is Jankowski. Here's the pitch. That'll be fouled off. First base side. Staying alive is Kristofferson at 1-2. Well, it's going to take a clutch hit. Worst timing, I gotta say, for it, because we were on the air, we got things going, but then all of a sudden not able to continue. So now Pacelli will come to the plate in the bottom of the fourth. It will be the middle of the order. Hannah Terzinski, Kaylin Yenter, and also Caden Nelson. In the circle for the Cardinals, Ashley Jankowski. Here's the wind and the pitch. Good fastball right down the chute, taken for strike one. Nothing and one, right-handed hitter. 0-1. There's a fly ball left field coming in his shoulders. Offerment and drops to the ground. She was coming in, may have overshot it just a little bit, and then got the glove on it up high, bounced off the mitt, dropped in, and an error will get Hannah Terzinski on first with nobody out. Up next will be Kaylin Yenter, now for Pacelli. There's a fly ball center field. Molly Merrill, actually, will be picked by the shortstop, fired to first in time for a double play. Grabbing it behind the bag. I was thinking Merrill would come in, but Kristofferson made the grab behind second base. Breaking was Terzinski. Tried to get back, but a quick throw from Kristofferson to Sukkonen. Able to get the sliding Terzinski for a double play. So it's two outs. Nobody on base for Caden Nelson, the designated player. Pitch is up high, taken for a ball. Left-handed batter for Pacelli. There's a fly ball center field. Merrill going towards left center will make the call and the grab to end the inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and nobody left on base for Pacelli in the bottom of the fourth inning. So we have played four complete. and it's still scoreless. Newman Catholic nothing, Pacelli Catholic nothing. Again, thanks to our sponsors of Newman Catholic High School Athletics here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, including the Cloverbelt Credit Union, also Sun Printing and REI Engineering. Again, terrific supporters. Without their help, we could not bring you coverage of the Cardinals here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Cloverbelt Credit Union, since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. But now, Newman Catholic gets another opportunity as they try to get on the board first. Again, Pacelli and Newman. Much different game than a year ago. A year ago, these teams faced off in the regional final. A game played down at Wyack Park in Plover. It was a bit of a slugfest. It was the Newman Cardinals outscoring Pacelli 11-7 in order to earn that W. So now for the Newman Cards coming up in the top of the fifth. It will be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Lucky Ferrario, Brianna Schultz, and Camille Sobolewski. Trying to figure out Peyton Mansell. Mansell has been stellar so far for Pacelli. She has struck out 8 in the first 4 innings, allowing just 2 base hits. Ferrario is 0-for-1. She was a strikeout victim in the second. First pitch is down low for ball 1. Towing the rubber, Peyton Mansell. Here's the pitch. Check swing, but it was on the outside corner, taken for strike 1. 1 ball and 1 strike on Lucky Ferrario. Right-handed hitter, hands up high weights. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That one a little bit up and out of the zone. Such a hard pitch to lay off of, but swinging under it was Ferrario, and the count now 1-2. Katie Ilka putting down the fingers for Pacelli. Here's the wind and the pitch. Drops a little bit low. Count evens up at 2-2. Julia Storch in left. Lainey Ilka in center. Sydney Gavin in right for Pacelli. Kelsey Giese at third. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That'll be flared off. First base side out of play. Staying alive is Ferrario at 2-2. Kaylin Yenter is at shortstop. Ava Tess at second. Hannah Terzinski at first. Katie Ilka, the catcher for Peyton Mansell for Pacelli. Ready? Here's the pitch. Low and inside. Count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good battle here from Ferrario. The lead off the Newman Catholic fifth. Peyton Mansell's ready. Here comes the payoff pitch. Drops low, and that's ball 4. A base on balls, the lead off, the top of the fifth for Newman. And that will bring up the left fielder, Brianna Schultz. Schultz is 0-for-1. She struck out as well in the second. Mansell, ready? Here's the pitch. Gets the bottom of the strike zone for strike 1 called. Nothing in 1. See if the bottom of the order can do some damage for Newman. That'll be fouled back. Nothing in 2. No balls and 2 strikes on Brianna Schultz. Towing the rubber. Looking in is Mansell. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a called strike 3. So that will bring up with 1 out and a runner on first, the second baseman and number 8 hitter, Camille Sobolewski. Swing and a miss for strike 1. Right-handed batter, slightly closed stance. Here's the wind and the pitch. Dropping down low. Evens things up at a ball and a strike. Peyton Mansell has the sign and the target. 1-1, low and inside. Ball in the dirt, smothered by Katie Ilka. Count now 2-1. Good hitters count now. 2-1 for Camille Sobolewski. And the pitch rises up and out of the zone, and that's 3. Three balls and a strike. Mansell, only 1 walk, and it's coming this 5th inning. And the pitch. That's 4. Drops down low. So 2 walks to the number 6 and number 8 hitters in the order. And now Molly Merrill, the number 9 hitter, center fielder. But first, Ann Molsky, the coach of the Pacelli Cardinals, going to come out and have a meeting in the circle with Peyton Mansell and the remainder of the Pacelli infield D. Again, this has been scoreless throughout. Top of the 5th inning, something we often say during playoff games. It gets late early. You get that pressure knowing that the season is on the line. You get to the 5th inning. It feels late. Any time you can get ahead at this point, put the pressure on the number 1 ranked team in the state, Pacelli. So Molly Merrill came in hitting .214, did have a home run in the game against Stratford to wrap up the Merrillwood Conference South Division campaign. So does have pop. Potential lead run on second for the Cards with 1 out. Here's the pitch. There's a pop right over the top and out of play. No balls and 1 strike on Molly Merrill. Runners wait on 2nd and 1st. Mansell delivers. Fastball in there for a called strike 2. Boy, this game has been very quick. You know, when the pitchers are mowing them down, working very quickly, it does move fast. Here's the pitch. Fighting that one off. Staying alive is Merrill. Still nothing and 2. Top of the order, and Paige Gould waiting on deck for Newman Catholic. The runners again wait on 1st and 2nd. Here's the pitch. Misses away for a ball. 1-2, 1 out. 0-0 score. Newman and Pacelli, Division 5 sectional final. Today in Sevastopol. Here's the 1-2. Bounces in, gets away from the catcher, and the runners will each advance 60 feet. So now the count evens at 2-2, and the lead run is at 3rd base with just 1 out. A chance for Molly Merrill right now. Peyton Mansell, who has struck out 9, toes the rubber. Has the target. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Strikeout number 10 for Peyton Mansell. That will leave it up to the Cardinal leadoff hitter, 3rd baseman Paige Gould. Critical situation, Peyton Mansell towing the rubber. Here's the pitch. Misses up and out of the strike zone for 1. Mansell. Intense look as she delivers. There's a high pop-up. 2nd base side. Ava Tess makes the grab. Cards had a chance. 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, but Mansell able to get out of it. No runs, no hits, no errors. 2 runners left on base for Newman in the 5th. End of 4.5. Remains Newman Catholic nothing. Pacelli Catholic nothing. Again, we're going to keep it right here. Thank our sponsors, including REI Engineering. Again, thanks to REI Engineering. They've been on board for Newman Catholic broadcasts all year long. Been through a very successful 2022-2023 athletic season for Newman Catholic, and we thank REI Engineering for their continued support of our broadcast. Also, thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club. Without the support of folks like the Newman Catholic Athletic Boosters, could not bring you Cardinal playoff action today from Sevastopol. And again, apologize for being here on our cell phone and having our issues early. We have been struggling here to get signal. And I don't know, I think it's more in our station. I'm going to have to do a breakdown on this later on. But nevertheless, I mean, we're in the bottom of the fifth, and we are only about 50 minutes into this game. I mean, this game has been flying right on by. For the Pacelli Cardinals, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters, Kelsey Giese will lead things off. First pitch, just a little bit low, taken for ball one. Jankowski on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Followed straight back to the screen. Evens things up. A ball and a strike. One and one. Giese followed by Peyton Mansell and Ava Tess. Jankowski. Change of pace and a beauty. Right on the outside corner. Taken for strike two. One ball and two strikes on Giese. Jankowski to the plate. Change of pace in the dirt, smothered by Lily Shields, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Leadoff man, bottom of the fifth. There's a flare off to the right field side. They'll curl out of play. We'll do it again at 2-2. Winner moves on to the state tournament in Madison next week. Lily Shields will put down the fingers, set the target. Jankowski to the plate. Change up that hung just a little bit high. And the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch. There's a fly ball right field. Long run for Carlson. Will not get there. Bounces over the fence in right center field for a ground rule double. A line ground rule double to right field by Kelsey Giese. And the lead run in scoring position with nobody out for Pacelli. And now trying to help her own cause will be Peyton Mansell for the Pacelli Cardinals. Right-handed batter settles in. Ashley Jankowski deals. Off the inside corner, taken for ball one. Setting the target again is Shields. Here's the pitch. And that will miss off the outside corner for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball left field coming in, making the grab, and the runner will hold. Brianna Schultz got a nice jump on that one, able to make the grab for out number one, and just as importantly, the runner holds at second base. Now the number eight hitter, Ava Tess, will step in. Tess is one for one. She's singled back in the third inning. Jankowski winds and deals. Misses up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Right-handed batter, number 20 on the back of the white jersey. Wide open stance. Jankowski deals. Hangs up high on a changeup. That's ball two. Laney Ilka, the number 9 hitter and center fielder, waits on deck for Pacelli. Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch. There's a ground ball. Pass the pitcher into center field for a base hit. Rounding third. Here comes Giese. Here comes the throw. It'll be late. An RBI single by Ava Tess scores Kelsey Giese, and Pacelli breaks the ice and takes a 1-0 lead. Right through the middle that time by Tess. Trying to get the glove out there, at least knock it down, was Jankowski, just could not do so. The ball was well hit on the ground by Tess. So now stepping in will be Lainey Ilka for Pacelli. Right-handed batter laid down a sacrifice bunt her first time up. Here's the pitch. Runners on the move. Pitch taken, and then a double clutch by Shields. I'm not sure if there's anybody there. He did not either have a grip or did not feel confident to fire it, and getting the stolen base is Tess. Pitch was taken for a called strike one. No balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Little movement towards the outside corner on that ball from Jankowski. And the count goes to nothing and two. Towing the rubber is Ashley Jankowski. Here she comes. Just off the outside corner, taken for ball one. 1-0 Pacelli, bottom half of inning number five. And the pitch. Ground ball towards short. Knocking it down is Christofferson. Fires late. Now runner going to third. Safe. Bang, bang. And now heading to second. And getting there will be Ilka. It was a ground ball. Trying to backhand it in the hole was Christofferson. Little bobble. Probably should have just held it at that point. The throw was off the mark and also late. When the throw came, breaking for third was Tess, and then the throw across. It was a very close play as the throw from Sukkonen is right on the bag to gold. Put down the tag, but getting the safe call was Tess. There was a long look by the third base umpire. I thought for a moment that right arm was going to go up. So runners on second and third, one out for the top of the order, and Katie Ilka for Pacelli. Katie Ilka has had a rough go of it against Ashley Jankowski so far today. 0-for-2. She has struck out twice. And right now in this situation with runners on second and third and one out, a strikeout would be huge for Newman. Here's the pitch. Down low. Bounces away. Runner's going to break for third. Going to be a play! And sliding in safely is Tess. Getting there quickly with Shields. Got it to Jankowski, was covering. But just sliding under the tag was Ava Tess for the second run of this inning and the second run for Pacelli, who now have a 2-0 lead. Boy, Tess had two close plays. First at third and then at home, but safe each time. Advancing to third on that wild pitch was Ilka, Lainey Ilka, and now Katie Ilka, one ball and no strikes. Ashley Jankowski deals. Drops down low for ball two. Oh, it was called strike, excuse me. One ball and one strike. Right-handed batter waits. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball pulled foul down the left field side. And it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes on Katie Ilka. Jankowski waiting for Ilka to get back into the batter's box. Runner waits on third. Here's Jankowski's pitch. There's a looper towards right field, coming over but not able to get there with Carlson. And the run will come in and score. Single to right for Katie Ilka. And it's now 3-0 Pacelli. I think the Sun had a little issue there for Grace Carlson. Was not aggressive in coming in to try and make the grab coming forward. I thought for a moment she might get there, but again, that is a Sunfield, Anybody on the right-hand side, infield or outfield, has to fight it. Now Sydney Gavin, she'll square. Pitch is taken for a strike. Runner on the move, throw to second. And sliding in safely is Katie Ilka with the stolen base. No balls and one strike. Left-handed hitting, Sydney Gavin is flown out to center field twice. Pitch is low and outside, smothered nicely in the dirt by Lily Shields. And the count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Jankowski winds, deals. Catches the outside corner. Taken for strike two. One and two. And the pitch. There's a chopper, goes foul third base side. So we'll do it again. It was scoreless until here in the fifth. Three runs pushed across right now for Pacelli, who lead 3-0. There's a fly ball again, right field side. Carlson comes and makes the grab. That time, Carlson made the good pitch. Throw from the outfield gets away, and advancing to third will be Katie Ilka. Carlson made the grab, tried to double off Ilka. The throw was over the top of Christofferson at the bag, rolled all the way to the fence on the third base side, and that allows Katie Ilka to advance 60 feet. But the big aspect is out number two. We'll get a courtesy runner here for Pacelli. Ella Van Order will come in and do the running. And now the number three hitter, Hannah Terzinski, will step to the plate for Pacelli. Here's the pitch. Drops down low, smothered again by Shields, ball one. But the runner on third base have to be very aware of that for Lily Shields. Keep those pitches in the dirt in front of her. 1-0. There's a roller. Third base side goes foul. Count goes to even. One ball, one strike. It's Cardinals looking to get out of this frame with no further damage. Keep it to within three. Still well within striking distance with two more at-bats still to come. 1-1 from Jankowski. Change of pace, drops down low, ball two. Two balls and one strike. And the pitch, ground ball towards shortstop. Christofferson makes a nice grab. Oh, in the dirt, dug out by Sukkanen. Oh, nice play by Sukkanen at first. Number one, it was a little bit of a difficult hop at short for Christofferson, made the pick, and then her throw was one hopper, but Sukkanen able to make the pick, get the third out, and end the Pacelli fifth inning. For Pacelli in inning number five, they scored three runs and had four base hits. There was an error and one runner left on base. End of five, Division Five softball sectional final. It is Pacelli 3, Newman Catholic nothing. Due up next for the Cards in the top of the sixth inning, it will be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. For Newman, this has to be an inning. You got to try to at least chip away. Lily Shields, Ashley Jankowski, and Ava Sukkanen going up against Peyton Mansell. And Mansell, boy, she has been outstanding here for Pacelli. She has struck out 10 batters in the first five innings. Newman Catholic in the first five have two base hits. Lily Shields, who will lead things off, had a single back in the first. And then Ashley Jankowski, who is in the on-deck circle, she had an infield single in the fourth. That's been it in terms of base knocks for the Cardinals. So ready to go is Lily Shields. 3-0 Pacelli. Pacelli, 25 wins, just one loss on the season. Newman Catholic 8-8, but the Newman Cardinals giving the number one ranked team in D5 everything they can handle here this afternoon. Shields, right-handed batter, settles in. Here's the pitch. There's a looping liner. Fair ball into right field for a base hit. Little looper right over first base for Lily Shields. Her second base hit of the game. And a good start for Newman in the sixth. Ashley Jankowski will now step in for Newman. Left-handed batter. There's a bunt attempt. Back towards third base. Grabbed there by Giese. Fires the first just in time. Half a step that time as Jankowski was trying to beat it out. Will be a sacrifice, but, boy, I think the Cards were, it was a sacrifice, but she was going for a hit. But we'll still give it a sacrifice bunt. Runner on second, one out, now for Ava Sukkonen. Right-handed batter, 0 for 2. Open stance, settles in. Here's the pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. The pitcher makes the call, and Peyton Mansell will squeeze for out number two. So, Cardinals now with two outs, and that will leave it up to Maria Christofferson, the shortstop. Maria has lined out and flown out. One of the rare players who have not struck out at least once against Mansell here today. So Lily Shields on second base with two outs. Mansell toes the rubber. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball that was down low in the dirt, in fact. But Christofferson went after it, and that's strike one. Nothing and one. Christofferson slightly close stance waits, and the pitch. Now he popped over the backstop and out of play. And it's nothing and two. For a pitcher that's a power pitcher like Peyton Mansell is, the control has been pretty good. Had the two walks in the fifth, and that's been it. Nothing and two. Strike three call. Fastball right on the outside corner. That is strikeout number 11 for Peyton Mansell, and the Cardinals go down in the sixth. For Newman Catholic in the top of the sixth inning, no runs on one base hit. There were no errors. And one runner left on base. End of five and a half, Pacelli three, Newman Catholic nothing. Thanks to our sponsors, including the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. Thanks as well to Sun Printing, longtime supporter of our broadcast of high school athletics on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Sun Printing has been here longer than I've been here, and that's been a long time. So thanks to Sun Printing for their continued support of our broadcast. Also thanks to REI Engineering as well, supporting Newman Catholic Sports here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, apologize here, forced to basically hold the cell phone, try to give the best sound quality we can. Got disconnected with our internet and have not been able to reconnect during the last hour or so. So appreciate you for your patience. Appreciate the fact you stuck with us. And hopefully we'll have some thrilling final moments of this game. Again, bottom of the sixth inning, Pacelli coming to the plate, leading by a score of 3-0. All three runs came in the fifth for the Cardinals of Pacelli. Leading things off will be the number four hitter, Kalen Yenter. And the first pitch misses down low for ball one. Ashley Jankowski against a powerful lineup like Pacelli has done a terrific job here today. Fastball misses away. Two balls and no strikes. Kalen Yenter lined into a double player last time up. Fastball, outer portion of the plate, taken for strike one. Ashley Jankowski looking to put down Pacelli here in the sixth and give the offense one more chance in the seventh for Newman. 2-1. There's a fly ball left field coming in. Brianna Schultz, she is under it. She will make the call, make the grab for out number one. That will bring up the designated player, Caden Nelson, for Pacelli, number five hitter in Ann Molsky's batting order. Pitch from Jankowski, just off the outside corner, taken for ball one. Here's the wind and the pitch. Just off the, that is on the inside corner, taken for a called strike one. Right on the corner that time for Jankowski. One ball, one strike, and the pitch. Change of pace. Drops a little bit low. Holding up on the swing was Caden Nelson. It's 2-1. Two-one pitch. Just off the inside corner, taken for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Jankowski to the plate. Right down the chute. Taken for strike two, called. Full count, 3-2 on Caden Nelson. Kelsey Kesey, third baseman, waits on deck for Pacelli. Here comes the payoff pitch. Ground ball towards second base. Knocked down and then underhanded by Sobolewski to Ava Sukkonen. 4-3 on the putout for out number two. So two up and two down for Pacelli, and that will bring up Kelsey Kesey. She doubled to lead off the last inning. Hit a ground rule double, bounced over the fence in right center, came around to score the first run. There's a pop-up on the right-hand side. Fighting the sun, Sobolewski makes the grab in short right field for out number three. Well, that's exactly what Newman needed in the bottom of the sixth. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left for Pacelli in the bottom of the sixth inning. One more chance for the Cardinals, heading to the top of the seventh. Division 5 sectional championship game, Pacelli 3, Newman Catholic nothing. Due up for the Cardinals, Lucky Ferrario, Brianna Schultz, and then Camille Sobolewski up against Pacelli's Peyton Mansell. Peyton Mansell struck out 11 hitters in the first six innings. She has been just outstanding here for Pacelli. Pacelli have been putting up a lot of runs during this playoff run, but the Cardinals have been, I should say the Newman Cardinals. Keep saying cards when it's two Cardinals, but when I say Cardinals, obviously I'm meaning Newman, but Newman Catholic has shut down Pacelli's offense as well as anybody has, really, all season long. When you look at what Pacelli has done offensively, they have scored in double figures in their last seven games. They have scored in double figures in all but one, two, three, four, five games. So basically, they have scored in double figures in 21 of their 26 games this season, and right now they have been held to three in this one. But can the Newman Cardinals make something happen here in the top of the seventh inning? Lucky Ferrario will step in. She is 0-1. She walked her last time up. Here's the pitch. Misses low and outside. Taken for a ball. And again, right now, if you're Newman Catholic, you need to be very picky at the plate. Make her throw strikes. And there's a swing and a miss on a rising fastball. Evens it up at 1-1. 3-0 Pacelli, top of the seventh inning. Towing the rubber is Peyton Mansell. Here's the wind and the pitch. Misses up and away. Taken for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Ferrario straightaway stance from the right-handed side. Mansell has the target, delivers. Fastball, inner portion for strike two called. Two balls, two strikes. Again, quick tempo from Mansell. She's ready. She rocks, delivers. There's a chopper past the pitcher and into center field, and that will be a base hit. Lucky Ferrario leads off the Cardinal seventh with a single. And now, next up for Newman, left fielder Brianna Schultz. Right-handed batter, 0 for 2, she has struck out twice. Mansell is ready, and the pitch. There's a roller, charging at short, Yenter, flips to second, and that's all they'll get. 6-4 on the putout, fielder's choice for Schultz. One out in the inning. And now, for the Cardinals, will be the second baseman, Camille Sobolewski. She walked her last time up, 0-1. Peyton Mansell delivers. Swing and a miss, strike one. Cardinals get one more base runner, would bring the potential tying run to the plate. 0-1. Catches the outside corner for strike two called. Again, towing the rubber, looking in, Peyton Mansell. She's ready. Here's the whip and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Strikeout number 12 for Peyton Mansell. And Newman Catholic down to their final out. And Molly Merrill will come to the plate. Merrill is 0-2. If she can reach base, back to the top of the order. Paige Gould waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. There's a high pop-up. The pitcher, Mansell, will make the call, make the catch, and that will do it. The Pacelli Cardinals will celebrate a sectional championship in a hard-fought 3-0 win over the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Well, Newman, they came out here today and they battled the number one ranked team in the state toe-to-toe. Just one inning, the bottom of the fifth, where Pacelli would score three times, proved to be the difference. Teams will shake hands. We'll see the presentation of the sectional championship plaque, which is actually sitting just to my right here. They'll have medals for the winners. And Pacelli, again, very high-quality game, earns a 3-0 win over the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Well, to look at this one, it was the pitchers. It was the pitchers that basically were the stars of this one. Peyton Mansell for Pacelli and Ashley Jankowski for Newman Catholic. Ashley Jankowski did everything she possibly could in terms of trying to get Newman to the state tournament. Going up against this Pacelli team that had scored at least six runs in every game. They had scored in double figures in 21 of their 26 games, but they had a hard time against Jankowski, who was able to place it so very nicely. But in the end, the three-run bottom of the fifth. And really, the fifth inning was the inning of this game, because for Newman Catholic, the Cardinals had a chance to get the lead in the top of the fifth. Newman had runners on second and third with just one out, but then, as she did all night long, Peyton Mansell came up with the pitches when she needed to, struck out Molly Merrill, and then got Paige Gould to pop up to keep it 0-0. Then in the bottom of the fifth inning, Kelsey Kesey led off with a double. She scored on a single by Ava Tess. Also, a wild pitch would score a run and an RBI single by Katie Ilka. And that was it, 3-0. And Pacelli would win it by that 3-0 score. 12 strikeouts in the complete game effort for Peyton Mansell. And again, Ashley Jankowski, the control was so good. She kept the Pacelli batters off balance and was able to do a fantastic job of keeping Newman in this game. So Pacelli moves on to state with a 26-1 record. The Newman Cardinals, after a good playoff run, finish off their season at 8-9. Well, thanks again to our sponsors here. Again, apologize here as I have no control over the play or closing, but I want to list again our sponsors: Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and the New McCafick Athletic Booster Club. Thanks to them for their support of our broadcast here of Newman Cardinal Softball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Coming up a little bit later on this evening, we'll have a tape delay coverage of the Wausau West Warriors against Stevens Point in a Division I baseball regional final. Again, here from Sevastopol, the final score: Pacelli Catholic 3, Newman Catholic nothing. This has been Newman Catholic High School Playoff Softball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Deal.